another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
God has sent me to you today with a message of hope and power. And I believe God will visit you in the name of Jesus. I bring the word of God to you titled, When Everything Seems Hopeless. When everything seems hopeless. What do you do when everything seems hopeless and you don't know what to do? What do you do when the situations are against you and you don't know what to do? The event in the life of Jehoshaphat provides us an encouragement when we face trials, troubles, and impossible situations in life. That is why I take my text from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let me read to you verse 1. And it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Jehoshaphat was a man of God, but he was a king. But he was someone that feared God. The man Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he was a good king, the son of Asa. During his reign, there was peace and prosperity because Jehoshaphat was a man of the book. Jehoshaphat was a man of prayer. Jehoshaphat was a man of God. Jehoshaphat was a man that believed and who put his trust in God more than anything. He wanted to do what God said, and he wanted to honor God in every area of his life. But at this time, because he was not in alliance with the enemy, he was not compromising his stand, there was a crisis. The crisis came from three kings: the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them, the Ammonites. Listen to me. The children of Moab and Ammon, they were the grandchildren of Lot. Because remember, when Lot's daughters thought that the world was destroyed, and they were thinking, how would they create children for themselves? They slept with their father, and they gave birth to Moab and Ammon. So they were like descendants of Abraham, but they now became the enemy of Abraham's children. Listen to me. The descendants of Lot, the brother of Abraham, those children that were given birth through crooked ways became the enemy of the children of God. Just like today, Satan is the enemy of the children of God. The agent of darkness are the enemy of the children of God. Here there was a crisis, and the crisis came. A surprise attack from the southeast. Three nations suddenly moved against Judah: Moab, Ammon, and the Mennonites. Without warning, they crossed the Dead Sea against Jehoshaphat. Now, there's something I want you to notice there. They came against Jehoshaphat. Verse 2 says, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Judah. Listen to me. They came to fight against Jehoshaphat as a person, not even as a nation. The attack came from nations nursing ancient hostility, anger over against Jehoshaphat. Why? Because they could see that Jehoshaphat was prospering. They could see that if they would take out Jehoshaphat, the prosperity of Judah would be taken away. And they attacked him. It was a vast army. But listen to me, they failed. The vast army came against him, but God rose against him, against them. And God fought for Jehoshaphat. Do you know something? Some people will fight you because of who you are. Some people will fight you because of your destiny. Some people will fight you because of the glory of God in your life. But it doesn't matter. If God is for us, who can be against us? At this time, when this battle came, Jehoshaphat did something special. He sought the face of God. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when you are faced with challenges? What do you do when you are faced with hopeless situation? What do you do when your best friend has turned to your worst enemy? What do you do when the people you have helped are the one now attacking you? What do you do when the people you have given your money to are the one now fighting against you? What do you do in that office when they want to bring you down? What do you do? Jehoshaphat sought God. There are four things people do when they face problem. Number one, they cover up the problem. They act as if the problem is not there and they live in depression and pain. Number two, they give up easily, allowing the enemy to dominate them. Number three, they panic. And when they panic, the devil sees and the devil will win them over or destroy them. Number four, they deny that there is any problem. They just accept the problem like that. Jehoshaphat did not do that. Jehoshaphat did not do that. Jehoshaphat made up his mind to seek the face of God. That's why we see it in verse 3. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Jehoshaphat sought himself to seek the Lord. He sought the face of God in prayer and God rose to fight for him. He prayed. When you are sick, my brother, pray. When your friends turn against you, learn to pray. When life seems to be against you, learn to pray. When it's as if there is no hope, learn to pray. If you can pray, prayer will turn your night today. If you can pray, impossibility will turn to possibilities. In the name of Jesus, Jehoshaphat prayed and he manifested faith in God. What you can see in the prayer of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 6 to 12. If you read it, Jehoshaphat said something that is so pathetic and very pertinent. He said in verse 6, and said, O Lord God, our Father, art thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the Eden? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Jehoshaphat told God, God, remember you have power that nobody can withstand. Look at the faith of Jehoshaphat. That prayer, there are two things you will see there. One, the faith of Jehoshaphat. There is faith in God's character. Power and might are in his hand, and nobody can withstand him. Let me announce to you today, nobody can withstand God. Anyone that tries to withstand God will go down. And God is a God of power. God is a God that can decimate and destroy. He said, nobody can withstand thee. He believed the word of God. Another thing you notice in that prayer of Jehoshaphat, there is faith in God's promise. He believed that promise. In verse 7, had not thou, O God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people, Israel, and gave us it to thy seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? He reminded God that, God, you drove these people out. We have faith in you. You drove them out and they are now coming to attack us. If you could drive them out, you can destroy them. Oh God, move from the level of driving out to the level of destruction. He had confidence in the promise of God. He believed that what God did before, God can do it again. Let me tell you today, what God has done before, he can do it again. He will decimate them. He will kill you of your sickness. He will turn your situation around in the name of Jesus. Number two, you see the simplicity of the prayer of Jehoshaphat. It was a simple prayer, not long prayer. Verse 12, look at it in verse 12. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on thee. Simplicity of prayer. Only one request he presented to God. Will you not judge them? Will you not judge them? If you look at verse 11, he mentioned there, he said there, see how they have repaid us. We did them evil, but they have repaid, we did them good, but they have rewarded us with evil. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out. We did them good. We didn't destroy them, but they are attacking us. Oh God, judge them. Oh God, judge them. He was emphatic, simple, emphatic, but powerful. And those prayers caught the attention of God. And God rose against the people and discomfited them. When you look at this, there's something you must understand. When you pray, God looks at one, your faith, two, your sincerity, three, your honesty. He listens to prayer. He listens. He looks at those three things. Once he sees that, he will rise and he will fight for you in the name of Jesus. Then the instruction came in verse 15. The instruction came in verse 15. And he says, there, the answer came. He said, this is what the Lord says. He said, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. May I announce to you today, the battle you are going through is not yours, but God's. God will fight for you in the name of Jesus. And now he told them what to do. He said they should praise him. The man of God, Jezaniah, came up and spoke and told them what God says. And they said they should praise the Lord. And you see the way they praised God. It was the strangest battle formation in history. Because Jehoshaphat put the singers ahead. He put the warriors behind. Normally the warriors supposed to be before and the singers supposed to be behind. He turned it around. Why? Because he was obeying the voice of God. He was not trying to rationalize the instruction of God. It was the strangest battle formation in history because of what he did. Why did he do that? Because he believed the word of God. God told him to do something. He said, praise me, just worship me, don't worry. And he believed the word of God. May I announce to you today, in verses 20 to 21, you will see that one there. The Bible says there, and they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went before the army, you see them, they went before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. They were praising the Lord. What do you learn there? Jehoshaphat believed in what Jehoshaphat did didn't make sense. What Jehoshaphat did seems like nonsense, but it made perfect God sense. There are some things God will tell you to do that looks like nonsense. Just obey the voice of God because it makes perfect sense before God. As they praised God, judgment came on the enemy. The battle was won. May I tell you today, as we begin to praise God, your battle will be won. In the name of Jesus, they did not fight at all. God fought for them. But what is the secret of the battle? One, they worship God. What does it mean to worship God? Worship God can be sometimes singing. Worshiping God can be sometimes praying. It can be clapping. Worshiping God can be even weeping from your heart. You can be shouting. Worshiping God can be testifying. You testify for what God has done. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and through the words of their testimonies. And they love not their lives unto the dead. Worshiping God can be standing and just worshiping him. Worshiping God can be kneeling down in prayer. Worshiping God can be speaking in tongues. Worshiping God can be when you are just silent, you are quiet, expecting something from God. They worship God. When they worship God, God answer. Let me say this to you as I conclude. When we pray, we worship God to meet our need. When we obey God, we are worshiping God out of love, saying, I love you more than the things of the world. When we sing, we are worshiping God out of joy. When we give, we worship God out of gratitude. When we praise, we worship God out of reverence. As you worship God, God will surprise you today in the name of Jesus. God fought for Jehoshaphat. The enemy was disconfited. God is going to fight for you. Are you ready? God is willing to meet you at the point of your need in the name of Jesus. As I conclude, I ask you four simple questions. Number one, who do you trust? Do you trust God? He will make a way for you. Number two, how do you see yourself? See yourself to be powerless and God will take you up and fight your battle for you because he's the defender of the defenseless. Number three, what do you do in a time of crisis? Worship God, bless his name, and he will fight for you. Lastly, what does God do for you? God will fight your battle and will give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. God is the helper for the helpless. He can set up an ambush and defeat your enemy. He can deliver you today. He can deliver your children. He can deliver your career. He can deliver your marriage. He can make all things happen to you. Lift up your voice now. So talk to him. I don't know what you are going through. Can you talk to God now and say, God, I come before you today. Have mercy on me. You deliver Jehoshaphat, you must deliver me. If you read there, the people, the Bible says in verse 22, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They destroyed themselves. Your enemies will destroy themselves. Talk to God now and say, Lord Jesus, fight for me. Intervene on my behalf in the name of Jesus. If there's any sin in your life, ask God to forgive you now. Ask him to cleanse you now. Ask him to wash you clean. If you're a backslider, come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus. He will change your life. He will transform your life. He will make things happen in your life. He will use your life as a mysterious wonder to your enemy. He's doing it now. Talk to God. Talk to God now. Talk to God now. He will change you. He will transform you in the name of Jesus. Let fear be vanquished by the sound of your praise. go into battle singing. You will soon go home rejoicing because your time has come. Your time is now. Your enemies will regret ever attacking you because God will use them as stepping stone to your greater height in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. Wash me. Purify me. Satan, get out of my life. Jesus, take over my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I will live for Jesus. I will not go back. I will continue in Him all the time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I believe God has heard you. Quickly pray this prayer. Say, powers. Powers. Fighting against my destiny. Scatter my fire in the name of Jesus. Powers. Fighting against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Say, every gang up of the enemy against me, every gang up of the enemy against my destiny, against my career, against my business, against my children, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Say, every tongue commanding destruction against me, be condemned in the name of Jesus. Every tongue commanding destruction against me, be condemned in the name of Jesus. Be condemned in the name of Jesus. From where we have read, God put the enemies of Jehoshaphat into disaster that they didn't recover from. Pray this prayer. Oh God, arise in your power. Put my enemies into disaster that they can never escape from. Oh God, arise in your power. Put my enemies into disaster that they will never recover from in Jesus' name. Put my enemies into disaster that they will never recover from in the name of Jesus. Pray this two last prayer. Say, in the name of Jesus, all that I have lost to the enemy, all that I have lost to situation and circumstances, I recover by fire in the name of Jesus. My story changed today in the name of Jesus. Pray, as I go into this new week, I dominate by fire. As I go to the month of September, I rule in power. September is a month of delivery, the ninth month. Oh God, deliver to me every good thing that has been taken from me. Deliver to me what I expect and for my destiny to shine in the name of Jesus. Thank you because it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I seal those prayers and the blood of Jesus and I command testimony will be yours in Jesus' name. Go and succeed this new month we are going into. Blessed be the name of the Lord on your behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for hearing this word. Share it with others and God will bless you. Remember, when situation looks hopeless, Jesus is the answer. God is the solution. It will surprise you. I am yours in Christ, Dr. Joseph Parkoy. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 52845 +268 763 52845 or by email info@citrac.org or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.